97.1 FM, 1450 KBFI, and 1400 KSPT.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts and their guests, and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
Welcome to Functional Health Radio on 1400 KSPT, 1450 KBFI, and also on NorthIdahoRadio.com. I'm Jen Barden. I'm a fitness coach and the owner of a gym in Sandpoint called The Shed, and I'm joined by my co-host Jill Kahn. And Jill is a licensed marriage and family therapist also in Sandpoint. And on today's show, these topics, Jill. On today's show, we're going to be discussing some of the topics that came up for you in therapy during 2020. Which is really an interesting list. And reviewing it, I thought, oh, yeah, I was feeling that too. And then we're also going to explore post-election anxiety, which I currently have. And then also near the end of the show, we're going to touch on how to motivate yourself to start 2021, because it's tough.
Yeah.
We're still in the heat of things. And I don't know, I was writing some notes for that, and I was feeling overwhelmed by setting goals. So I have some suggestions on some
good.
Other things to do instead of the goal setting.
Good.
All right. But how are you, Jill?
You know, it's been such a strange month. And we did have a wonderful holiday.
Oh, I'm glad.
Yeah. All my kids were there. And
how was it? Because this was the first holiday without your mom.
Yeah. It was bittersweet. I was so glad to have my children there, and sad. My father also died on Christmas Day.
Oh.
So it's always an interesting experience. And it also felt so unreal because we didn't have any social engagements.
Yeah. And you typically have parties and are entertaining people.
Yes. So typically we have one dinner party after another, and there's lots going on, and it's very intense and it's exciting. And there was something to be said about how relaxed it was. Mm-hmm. There wasn't pressure. And so we just sort of rolled into, we did a lot of cooking together because we are all such foodies. So a lot of cooking, a lot of skiing, mm-hmm. and taking hot tubs and going for walks. And so it was very leisurely and some really sweet times with the family. And I really missed my mom.
Of course.
And I really miss my friends.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I know, I was looking forward to the show because I could see you. It's like all these little opportunities to see people I love.
Yeah.
It's such an interesting time.
Yes. So how was it for you?
We had wonderful holidays, and our little bubble, my kids are here. So we're relatively comfortable in that. And of course, we checked with my folks, and they were adamant about having the holidays. So we kept with distancing and did as much outside as we could. I was the most nervous about it because I'm around the most people. So I was pretty careful. But it was, everyone was saying how nice it was actually to have a little bit lower key holiday.
Yeah.
And I agree, it was great. And I don't know, I'm just kind of at a place now where usually I'm feeling kind of excited about a new year. And this year, I'm having a hard time even getting up. Like I said, setting some goals doesn't even sound interesting to me.
Right.
So I'm doing some challenges, and I'll talk about that later in the show. And I think that might be something people could consider doing just to start that movement forward again.
Right.
You know, but we've been keeping things pretty narrowed and small going into the woods. I have a new mountain bike, so we went on a ride this weekend and sitting in the hot tub looking at the water and just keeping it small and simple. I have made a commitment to reach out to friends that I've had in the past. I'm usually a right present person, and that's real easy for me to maintain those relationships. But I had two of the best roommates in college, and we were best friends, and our kids grew up together, and we just lost touch. And so I made a commitment on New Year's to Zoom them. And so I texted them. I said, hey, would you guys be up for that? And they're like, absolutely. So we sat and we talked for hours at catching up. We didn't even skip a beat. It was so fun. So we've made a commitment to do that every month.
I'm
looking forward to that.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah. So other than that, just helping clients, and, you know, people are struggling.
Well, and what we did, one of my roommates from college. Actually, we went to France together. We did our semester abroad. And so when we first met each other, we only spoke in French to one another. And we've been talking. We were planning on doing a river cruise in France, she and her husband and my husband and me, last spring. And we just got on the phone at the beginning of the new year and said, we're just going to plan it. We're going to go ahead and assume that we can go, hoping we'll all get vaccines.
Sure.
And that we'll have that flexibility. But we both said we need something to look forward to.
Yeah, a lot of people are doing that. They're planning. You know, we played the game, where would we go first?
Yes.
You know, so I think it's important. We need to have that forward thinking and get excited about the future.
Yes.
Right.
That we will be able to do those things again.
Yeah, for sure. But I know it was a hard year for a lot of people, and I am really interested in hearing about the therapy topics and maybe give some people some advice, because we're still kind of struggling right now.
Oh, we
there.
Are definitely still struggling.
So let's take a break, and when we come back, we'll start that topic.
Okay.
All right.
That's good.
Now that 2020's behind us, how about a little trip to a winner's wonderland? Put last year in the rearview mirror and win at the Kootenai Casino in Bonner's Ferry. Our progressive January jackpot has become a favorite among our gaming guests, and the hot midweek spins are creating a blizzard of cash for winners. Weekday room specials in our Kootenai Falls Lodge start at just $59, with weekend rates starting at just $99. Book now and get two breakfast vouchers. Springs Restaurant is featuring a variety of January $11 lunch and dinner specials. And our spa has an incredible express pedicure, scalp ritual, and anti-stress facial for just $89. It's the perfect midwinter retreat. January is your month to win at the inn. To book your winner's wonderland getaway, call 888-YOU-ARE-LUCKY or visit KootenaiRiverInn.com.
Wow, your remodel looks amazing.
I know. Thank you. I love it.
Who did all this beautiful work?
Real Estate Rescue. They do it all. They handle everything from remodels to new construction, and they'll even work with your subcontractors if asked to.
Well, I would love to get some things done at my house, but it has challenges.
Don't worry. They'll make your challenging projects their mission. Trust me, they can turn it into everything you want it to be.
That's great. I'm going to call them today.
Call 208-265-9051 or online at realestaterescue208.com.
Become an employee owner and take charge of your future at Lighthouse Foods. Join their weekly job fair each Wednesday from 11 to 4. As the number one refrigerated salad dressing company in America, Lighthouse is an essential business, and they have dozens of positions available. Entry levels start at $14 an hour. And because Lighthouse is 100% employee owned, they offer generous benefits and competitive shift premiums. Register for the job fair at lighthousefoods.com/careers. Join the Lighthouse family and start your future today.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Tom and Levi.
Tom is the smartest man I know. He's been a professor at two major universities. He's been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, he told me that he was having problems in his classes. I think one of the students had asked the question, and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. And he was telling them that he was doing it as a favor to them, but I think in reality, he just wanted to get out of there. I was really starting to worry because I saw something was wrong.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me, and my love for him was just immense.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Keep up to date on everything we're doing at NorthIdahoRadio.com.
Welcome back to Functional Health Radio, a monthly health and fitness show that you can listen to live on this station or on NorthIdahoRadio.com. I'm Jen Barden. I own a gym called The Shed here in Sandpoint, and I do some online coaching as well, thanks to COVID, but it's fun. And I'm joined by my co-host, Jill Kahn. And Jill is a licensed marriage and family therapist practicing in Sandpoint. And wow, 2020. I still haven't recovered, but I know you were really busy helping so many people.
It was an intense year. I don't think I've ever worked so many hours or as intensely ever.
Yeah.
And I think the biggest thing is what you and I were speaking about briefly during the break, which is the uncertainty.
Right.
And that is something that everyone seems to be grappling with right now, because mm-hmm. there are so many things that are outside of our control. As we were saying, mm-hmm. the vaccine, right? Are we going to get them? What does that mean if we do get them?
Right.
There are all those questions about that. I have couples where one couple that they don't sleep together, they wear masks around the house, and they're so in need of moving to a stage where they can have a more normal life. But we don't know when that's going to be.
Right.
So there's the uncertainty about that. There's so much uncertainty about what's going on politically. I think that's causing us anxiety. So I try to normalize with my clients the lack of certainty about things mm-hmm. and how do we cope with that. So acknowledging that, right? That's when people say, I'm feeling kind of anxious. I say, well, of course you are.
Right. And it's pretty normal to feel like you have lost. You want to control certain parts of your life. And for me, I'm really a control freak in that way. So these days have been really difficult and hard for me to focus because of that.
Yeah. Well, and one of the things that I'm doing to contend with that, because I do manage my anxiety by having a sense of control.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm putting a lot of time into beautiful tables.
Nice. Well, that's great.
So I buy flowers. Yeah. I do flower decorations. I do beautiful tables. The other thing I've been doing is cleaning up messy spots in my house. Mm-hmm. I went through my sock drawer and threw away a bunch of them. I went through my kind of mail stack. Those are one of the ways that we offset. So in small ways, we create order and a sense of control that stabilizes
us. What I'm doing too. I have the way I kind of ground myself is to exercise. Shocking. But that's what it is.
Yes.
But instead of just pulling a workout out of my file to do, I have a monthly program that I'm doing. So it's a 4-day a week of strength training, but it's the same 4 workouts for 4 weeks.
Yeah.
And that keeps me focused and like, okay, I know what I'm doing today.
Yeah.
I'm doing this.
Well, and the working out is, I think both of us, that's one of the ways we ground ourselves, that having that consistency and certainty, that's something I go to every morning, 8:30 workout, do my thing.
So important.
And that's one of the ways that we deal with this, because we don't know when things are going back to to somewhat normal. We don't know what normal will be.
Exactly.
All of those things are outside. So by taking grasp of those small little things that we can do, you know, sometimes it can be where you write down a list of things that you want to do. I find it incredibly satisfying to check them off.
Absolutely.
It's really, really nice to be able to do that. Making a plan for the day to say, this is what I'm going to do. So in small ways, trying to regain a sense of control that way.
Mm-hmm.
So another issue that comes up is financial concerns.
Sure.
A lot of people have lost their jobs. They're trying to figure out what's going on. In my immediate circle, that doesn't seem to be an immediate problem. Mm-hmm. But I know that it is for a lot of people.
Well, yeah. I mean, I have a gym where the list of the no's, you know. So I was talking to one of my friends and a shed person. She owns a restaurant. We were impacted.
Yes.
And you can't force, you know, we're in this situation where we want our businesses to thrive and get back to where they were, but you also don't want to put pressure on people to do something they don't feel safe doing.
Right.
And so it's this really odd position to be in.
It is. It is. So that's something that I think a lot of people are dealing with. For me, it's, I don't know what's going to happen with my income tax,
right?
Because I've generated good income, mm-hmm. but typically I have a lot of business expenses. I'm traveling, I'm doing things, I'm doing trainings, all that sort of thing. So that's one of my anxieties is, what's this going to look like? Mm-hmm. So even small ways like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yeah, for sure.
So one of the things that you sort of alluded to is there can be a pressure to achieve personal goals.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a bit of a trap. And I think, as you said, trying to expect that we're going to accomplish a lot when we're contending with so many emotional vicissitudes is a bad idea.
Yeah, I agree.
We don't need that pressure.
No.
No. So little, small, tiny goals. But those large, overarching goals, because we're we're struggling so much with emotional things, and we don't have the resources we used to, right? Some people aren't going to the gym,
right,
which is one of the ways they took care of themselves, or that we would visit with our friends to help us. We can't do that. So the pandemic has almost forced us into some inactivity in a sense, right? I mean, we can get out and do things, but the things that we used to do to take care of ourselves, we may not be able to do right now. Mm-hmm. So that's very difficult. And we have to remember that we have more things to contend with. We have reduced work hours. We have childcare changes. There are all sorts of things that are different from how they were before. And trying to put an expectation on yourself to achieve more is counterproductive. Mm-hmm. So how can we expect it to personally excel while we're worried about staying healthy?
Right.
So that's too much. So letting go of that, I think, is an important thing. This is one I think that's really important, and I try to acknowledge this, especially with the kids I see in high school or college, the disappointment issues.
Oh, yeah, they're huge.
Their lives are irrevocably changed. Mm-hmm. They're never going to go back, be able to, they'll miss out on the homecoming dance, or how about the kids who missed their proms and their graduation? With Adam, he won't be able to do a semester abroad.
Right.
And that's a real source of disappointment for him. That's a loss those people are feeling. And I think giving them space to be able to identify and express that loss and acknowledge that it's valid for them to be grieving those things.
Yeah. Yeah. There's I don't remember what I was listening to, but is there an increase of PTSD with young adults that have?
There's an increase in depression, anxiety, panic attacks, and suicidal ideation, and probably succeeding too.
Yeah.
So all of those things, they've said they've increased a third,
yeah,
which is huge. So yes, we're having all those kinds of situations, and we need to really not minimize those people. You know, there's always that risk of toxic positivity. People say, well, look at the bright side. Well, no, let's look at
this stinks.
Yeah. Come on, this sucks. And yeah. And saying, yeah, it doesn't feel fair. And we understand that we can't do some of the things. And even for us, missing out on the celebrations, right? There were no office parties. There were none of those things. We've all experienced some losses. And even though we understand that's necessary and appropriate, it still doesn't feel good.
Right.
And so giving ourselves space to do that, I think is a good thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, go ahead.
The last one that I really want to address is couples issues.
Yeah.
It's really tough for my couples, and I've had a huge increase in people threatening divorce.
I've heard that.
Yeah. And I really tried hard, especially before the holidays, is to say this is not a good time to make that kind of decision. All of our feelings are so heightened. You don't want to take a step like that just prior to the holidays. We never do.
Yeah, that's right.
But more so this year because we're not really rational.
No. And I remember in a show earlier last year, we were talking about, I think it was initially when we were shut down. Maybe it was April. We were talking about how easy it was for us to get fired up over the silliest things.
Yeah.
You know, tempers were just like, I think you got cut off by a car and
yes.
You were like, livid. You know, and it's just like, and normally you'd be like, well, that was a jerk move, but you would continue on.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
We're all heightened.
Yes. And I think, too, a lot of families, they're having kids to deal with at home 24/7. A lot of the families I work with, they're all pretty much working in the same enclosed space, and we're going to brush up against each other. There are going to be tensions, and we don't have some of the release valves that we used to have.
Yeah.
So there is a lot of conflict and tension between couples, and I'm having to really work with them to put things in perspective and really remind them of the skills that they need to use.
Amen. Because I've used these, the I feel. And I have to say, it does work. It takes so much practice, but maneuvering through disagreements with my kids or my husband, if there's just at least one person in that group who can say, I feel sad, or my feelings are hurt or whatever it is, it does change the whole tone of the disagreement.
It does. It does. And I've just reminded people over and over again that rather than going to be to a place of being critical or angry, look at what's underneath that. What are the more vulnerable feelings? Like, I'm sad, I'm scared, I'm lonely, I'm hurt.
Exactly.
And the other thing that has been a big push for me in my practice is the importance of empathizing with your partner. Mm-hmm. Even if you do not agree with what they're upset about, that I keep saying to someone, it doesn't matter whether you agree with him
right.
Or there's a right or wrong. You just have to throw that out the window. No explanations or justifications. But if your partner is suffering, mm-hmm. acknowledge that.
Right.
And say, I'm sad that you're feeling that way, or I'm here for you. We are desperately needing to feel like someone's in there in the trenches with us.
Exactly.
And those couples who are able to do that, there's a deepening to their relationship.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's what I've experienced with Jeff. And we don't agree with a lot of things going on politically, but I love him.
Yes.
And his feelings are real, you know, and he feels he knows he doesn't understand me half the time. But that's not why we're married. You know, these are just part of our lives. And so I hope people, as we move forward, can come back together, the ones who are struggling. Because it is just an emotional time. I find myself crying over ridiculous commercials.
Yeah.
You know? So it's just, we're all on edge.
And super sensitive.
Absolutely.
We are, because we're very raw right now, especially after what happened last week.
Absolutely, yeah. Let's come back and talk about last week.
Let's do it.
Okay. Let's do it. All right, you're listening to Functional Health Radio.
Are you letting life's challenges derail your fitness and health? Hi, this is Jen from The Shed. Whether your goals are to build strength, lose weight, increase heart health, or improve your balance, I can tell you any long-lasting change will take consistency. My goal as a fitness coach has always been to provide my clients constant encouragement and workouts written for their needs and ability. So whether you're at The Shed, traveling, or hunkered down at home, I'll help you stay on track. Try The Shed today, in person and online. 208-610-1748.
Winter is back in North Idaho. Hi, this is Sean with North County Electric. With the return of winter, we are faced with new issues, from dark and cold rooms to loss of power from winter storms. At North County Electric, we can help with updated lighting, in-room electric heat, and whole house generator backup systems. North County Electric is your local residential and commercial service specialist. Please call North County Electric for an appointment at 208-255-7980 or find us on the web at nceidaho.com. North County Electric.
Welcome, everybody, and thanks for tuning in. I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey on his birthday. Because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Just look at the news. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless. And I'm not just talking about obvious things like campfires or letting your totally sweet nephew, Francis, play with matches. I'm talking about dumping your used barbecue coals willy-nilly or parking your car on tall, dry grass. That can lead to... poof! Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. But listen, being a South Carolinian, I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous, deciduous, or new car scented. So if you love the outdoors like me, go to smokeybear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention, because fire safety is always in season. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Now that 2020's behind us, how about a little trip to a winner's wonderland? Put last year in the rearview mirror and win at the Kootenai Casino in Bonner's Ferry. Our progressive January jackpot has become a favorite among our gaming guests, and the hot midweek spins are creating a blizzard of cash for winners. Weekday room specials in our Kootenai Falls Lodge start at just $59, with weekend rates starting at just $99. Book now and get two breakfast vouchers. Springs Restaurant is featuring a variety of January $11 lunch and dinner specials, and our spa has an incredible express pedicure, scalp ritual, and anti-stress facial for just $89. It's the perfect midwinter retreat. January is your month to win at the inn. To book your winner's wonderland getaway, call 888-YOU-ARE-LUCKY or visit KootenaiRiverInn.com.
KSPT 1400, KBFI 1450, North Idaho's radio.
Welcome back to Functional Health Radio. I'm Jen Barden. I'm a fitness coach and owner of The Shed, a small gym here in Sandpoint. And I'm joined by my co-host, Jill Kahn. And Jill is a licensed marriage and family therapist also in Sandpoint. And we've been talking about 2020 and some of the topics that you've been helping people with. And now here we are in 2021 and we have the election and the anxiety that I sure was feeling, and we'll move on and talk about last Wednesday, but
yes,
it's been tough.
It's been very, very tough. And I think the most important suggestion that I've heard is that we're very cautious about discussing the political events with someone whose beliefs you're not certain of, right? I mean, we have certain friends that we know that we're on the same page and we can commiserate.
Sure.
But I am extremely careful with clients or other people not to go there, because we're not going to change anybody else's opinions. Mm-hmm. And I frankly would rather not even know.
Yeah.
If somebody,
do you remember the day? I remember growing up and I was told never to ask an adult who they voted for.
Right.
Or what they believed.
Yes.
If they were Republican or Democrat.
Yes. Yes. So I think we have to be really careful about that. Mm-hmm. Limiting our discussion of politics with people who may be in the other camp. Mm-hmm. We don't understand each other's beliefs oftentimes and their different news streams and sources. So I think as much as possible, you know, have conversations with people that you feel comfortable with, but veer away from that. We don't need more divisiveness.
Right.
And I think if we can instead try to channel ourselves into things that feel safer, because that is risky. Mm-hmm. We can channel our energy into things that are productive and really focus on what our core values are for family, right? That's me.
Yes.
And working with my clients, that's something that's really important to me. Like you said, re-engaging with people that you've been friends with.
I'm focusing on connection.
Connection. Mm-hmm. I think that's our best. And your emotional support system. That's what we really need to do, is to reach out to people we care about or reaching out to those people in need. Mm-hmm. I've really been trying to gather up any extra things that I have and get them out there and share that with other people who might be in need. So
great time to reorganize.
Yes, it is. It is. I've been doing a lot of cleaning out and getting rid of things. Yeah. And that's felt really good.
Yeah.
Really good. So the other thing is that we need to act as a role model, especially for our children or if you have students or anyone else, that we need to have behavior that we can feel good about. Mm-hmm. And you'll feel better if you have those kinds of positive interactions with people. It's not a good time to go on a Twitter rant or be aggressive about what your feelings are. That's unproductive, and I think it'll make you feel worse in the long run, and it certainly doesn't improve the climate.
Right.
So instead, thinking about what do I want to teach my children about how we behave in times of conflict?
Yeah. I think that's important. I also think it's you once taught me about just observing.
Yes.
You know, so if you don't necessarily, you know, people are saying things that kind of rub you the wrong way or whatever, instead of interacting and getting fired up, just to kind of separate yourself from it and observe. And that has worked with me with the political stuff.
Yes.
You know, and I've also made a pact not to even get involved on any social media platform on any of those things, because it's just trouble.
Yeah, it is. It is trouble. I have too. I've stepped away from that. Mm-hmm. But I do think that we have two choices. If we know someone is going to be aggressive about their position, either it's to just not spend time with them at all, or to take a position as you are, is just being curious about, oh, that's interesting. I mean, what would it be like to be in their shoes?
Right.
So those are two techniques, I think, that are helpful. And then, you know, related to that, breathing and being mindful of our reactions. And I think the more that we're able to really pay attention to our emotions, to identify them and acknowledge what we're feeling And then say, okay, yes, I am feeling this anxiety. I am feeling this maybe sadness or anger. But what do I need to do to take care of myself in a functional way?
Right.
Do I need a glass of water? Do I need to go for a walk?
I thought you were going to say a glass of wine.
Like, yes. There are times when that's exactly. Very appealing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So let's move on to the more difficult one, which is coping after the Capitol attack.
So how did you, last Wednesday, what were you doing? How did you find out what was going on?
You know, I was in session, and so I didn't have a lot of knowledge about it until it must have been after my sessions. Mm-hmm. And I came home, and Alex and I started talking about it. And because we don't have commercial TV, I said, listen, why don't we find a way to put that on, let's find a venue that we can get information. Mm-hmm. So I don't think I've ever done this before. I had made a big pot of soup. We took our soup upstairs and we sat in front of the TV. Wow. We never eat front of a screen.
Yeah.
But I needed to find out what was going on. And we did. We sat up and we watched what was going on the Senate floor mm-hmm. that evening just because I needed to know.
Yeah. How did your, like, for me, it was just, almost felt like my brain was overloaded because yes. there was just so, I was so torn in so many different ways.
Yes. And my first impulse was I want to know so I can understand. And as the time has gone on, there are more images and there's more information and it's very disconcerting. I had a conversation with my son, Ben, who said, Mom, I just don't know how to cope with all of this. Mm-hmm. This is nothing I could ever have imagined I would ever have to experience in my life.
I have a client who's in her 80s and she came in on the Thursday and she said, I turned on the TV to see what was happening on the news like I always do. And I thought it was another country.
Wow.
I couldn't believe it was our own country where this was happening.
Wow. Wow.
So
yeah, that is something that the first thing is to give ourselves space to recognize whatever feeling we're having. And as long as those feelings are not destructive to others or to ourselves, that we give ourselves permission to be angry, to be sad, to be scared. Mm-hmm. Those are all, I think, appropriate and predictable feelings that happened for us. And then I think we're in this period of limbo right now between what happened last Wednesday and the inauguration and what now?
This is the biggest concern. Like, that was upsetting for me. Jessie, my daughter, sent me a text. I was working with clients and she's like, turn on the news. You have to turn on the news. And so I saw it and it was shocking and I was very sad. And, but I'm really worried going up to the inauguration.
Yeah. I keep thinking, what do we need to do mm-hmm. to make it safe? Mm-hmm. And of course, my impulse is always, what do we do to create healing?
Right.
Right.
And that's what in the gym, like, how do we get this turned around into, let's start thinking about positive things.
Right. Right. And coming together mm-hmm. so that we're not continuing to see polarities and the other people as the bad guys. Mm-hmm. So making space for our emotional responses, I think, is extremely important. Mm-hmm. And that as friends and family, that we're there to be able to be a sounding board for one another.
Right.
So that we can do that. And what you see, we can have a sort of secondary PTSD. Mm-hmm. Some of the images that I witnessed and the things that I've heard, it can be traumatic, sure. even for us who weren't there.
Right.
So acknowledging that and then also realize that it feels like a serious threat to the safety and security of our nation. Mm-hmm. And that's very ungrounding.
Mm-hmm.
And I try not to go there too often because that feels like there's no ground under my feet.
Right.
If I go there.
Yeah.
And instead to say, let's just take it one day at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And what can I do in my life right now to be a force for something positive?
Yeah.
So talking to a trusted friend, family member, a spiritual advisor, mm-hmm. talking through our feelings. And we've all been doing this, I think, is checking in with other people.
Yes.
Those people we feel comfortable with and close to that we say, you know, how are you doing? What do you think? Having conversation with my kids on the phone, those ones who are out of town.
Right.
And trying to just be supports for each other.
Mm-hmm. And maybe turning off the news.
Absolutely. That's exactly the next one.
Oh, is it?
Exposure to television and social media.
Yeah.
Because we know that repeated exposure, but exposure to those images is not helpful. And it can increase your level of distress. So, you know, for me, I think actually the first thing that we did when I found out is I said, let's take a hot tub. Yeah. And we did turn on NPR to mm-hmm. listen to it when we were outside. Mm-hmm. So we were listening to it, but we were also in a more sort of soothing environment out in nature. But what I'm choosing to do a lot of times is just go for a walk with my dog.
Yeah.
Or go cross-country skiing mm-hmm. or downhill skiing, you know. Oh. Getting out in nature, giving ourselves relief from that intensity.
Yeah, that's why I think I really love weekends because – and I really like the holidays because we had those 4 days of break where you could we completely unplugged.
Mm-hmm.
And so there was no talk of COVID or the election or any, it was like we lived in our own little fantasy land.
Nice.
Yeah. And so I think the more we can unplug, the better it is. I mean, it's important to know what's going on, but to be flooded with it all day, as I know some households are.
Yes. Yeah.
It's a drain.
Yeah. And what I've tried to do is to consciously turn on music mm-hmm. instead of the radio, which is our primary yeah. source because we don't have TV, but instead switching over and just listening to music
mm-hmm.
or having conversations.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And Bridgerton's has been a great escape.
Yeah. That, yeah. We watch Schitt's Creek and we just continue to watch it. That's how we get through. But I will say that I think it's just an accumulation of everything that is starting to wear on us all. And I think a lot of the emotion we saw on that day is not just that day's events. It's everything that's been building.
It's a cumulative effect.
And we need to ask ourselves to just take a breath
yeah.
and maybe simplify things. And when we come back, let's talk about maybe just setting some personal challenges for each day to make lives moving forward. And then I want to share one thing before we go to break. As bad as Wednesday and Thursday were for everyone, beautiful things happened Friday because some of my older adults or at-risk friends were able to get the vaccine.
Yes.
And my folks. And it was like light at the end of the tunnel.
Deep sigh.
Yeah. Relief. So we're going to get there.
Yes.
But let's take a break and we'll come back. We'll start talking about a challenge.
Okay.
All right. This is Functional Health Radio.
How tall will I be?
Can I die from hiccups?
What's antibiotics?
Do I have cooties?
What's toe jam?
Why can't medicine taste like burritos?
Kids have all kinds of questions. We have the answers. With 6 pediatricians on staff, Kinnick-Sue Health Services, Sandpoint Pediatrics, has the ability to treat even the most difficult health needs of your child, all in a kid-friendly environment. At Kinnick-Sue Health Services, we specialize in making it all better. Check us out at kinnicksuehealthservices.org.
BF Quick Lube at the top of the South Hill does more than just lubes and oil changes. They do them quick. Just stop by or call and make an appointment at 208-267-7481. Along with regular maintenance, BF Quick Lube can handle most of your other auto repairs. BF Quick Lube would like to take this time to say thank you to each of their customers for putting their trust and support in their services year after year. For a quick lube and oil change and so much more, visit your friends at BF Quick Lube on the South Hill in Bonner's Ferry.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Tom and Levi.
Tom is the smartest man I know. He's been a professor at 2 major universities, been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, he told me that he was having problems in his classes. I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. And he was telling them that he was doing it as a favor to them, but I think in reality, he just wanted to get out of there. I was really starting to worry because I saw something was wrong.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me, and my love for him was just immense.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Your favorite Tuesday tradition continues at Bi-Mart with Lucky Number Tuesday. With 6 items available to win or buy and many winners at every store, you don't want to miss out. Win a Garmin Drive 52 GPS or buy it for $30 off with a Tuesday-only price of $119.88. Plus, thousands more will win a box of Pop Weaver popcorn just by matching their ending number. So be sure to stop in this Tuesday to see if you're a winner. It's Lucky Number Tuesday, only at Bi-Mart.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
97.1 FM and 1450 AM, 1400 AM, North Idaho's radio.
Welcome back to Functional Health Radio. I'm Jen Barden from The Shed. The Shed's a small gym here in Sandpoint, and I'm joined by my co-host, Jill Kahn. And Jill is a licensed marriage and family therapist, also in Sandpoint. And we've been talking about election anxiety and then, you know, what happened last Wednesday at the Capitol and how to cope with that. And you had a couple more things to maybe help people who are struggling with what they saw.
There is an app that I think is really important to share. It's one that's been developed with resources for stress management and coping with painful emotions. So if you're doing this and you feel like you don't have anyone to really be there for you, this is a nice opportunity to get some guidance that you can download. It's called Transcend. So that app is very, very useful. And then the other thing is you can call a national disaster distress hotline that's available 24/7 to provide support if you're feeling overwhelmed or someone you know is feeling overwhelmed with anxiety. There's a no-cost hotline, and the number is 800-846-8517. So 800-846-8517. So those are some resources. And, you know, I think the one thing we also want to remember is that we limit our unhealthy coping strategies using drugs or alcohol. Even though it's a temporary fix, that may inadvertently increase your anxiety, and it doesn't help with sleep. So we really want to think about how do we take care of ourselves in healthy ways through exercise, diet, staying active. That's really important.
It's a perfect time to start making those changes. Yes. Now that it's 2021. I think a lot of times we feel like we have to make all these crazy goals in the new year, and they're hard to achieve. I mean, I don't know about you, but
one step at a time.
Exactly. Small. And like you said earlier in the show, one day at a time. And that's really what I've been doing.
Yes.
I started to do some research on goal setting. I really want to be a goal setter, but it's just overwhelming.
It's not the time.
No.
It is not the time. I've done it all my life, and I didn't even write down any goals this year. That may be the first year ever.
Good for you. I mean, I know that people are doing it, so I kind of feel a little bad not being able to do it myself, but we've actually even had people calling in to ask about the Scenic Half Marathon already.
Wow.
So people are planning, and there are people that are getting out there, but I'm not.
No.
So I have gotten into the habit of having a challenge. Like when we were locked down in March, I went into doing a push-up challenge every day.
Wow.
So Jeff and I did it. My brother did it. And even my mother-in-law, she'd do wall push-ups. And we were doing 300 push-ups a day. And there was something about that, not in a row, you could break it up, but you didn't go to bed until you had your push-ups in.
Wow.
And everyone had a different number.
Yes.
And so I thought, well, you know, I'm not feeling great about setting a goal. I don't even know what tomorrow is bringing, but I know today I can do these three things. So I'm doing circuits of like three exercises up, you know, so I have like 20 push-ups, 20 band pull-aparts, and 20 dips. And I get up to 200 and that's my daily goal.
Yeah.
You know, so things like that, that if I don't want to do an hour-long workout, I know I can do this.
Yes. Well, and one of the things that I use, and I've encouraged both my son and my daughter to use, and they have been, there's an old program called the Firm 5-Day Abs.
Oh, there you go.
And it's about 10 minutes.
Yep.
I mean, who doesn't have 10 minutes?
We all have 10 minutes.
Yes. And if you do that, honestly, it makes a huge difference. Yeah. Just 10 minutes of focusing on your abs. That's a simple goal, very achievable, and you feel better after
and
you do that.
Like, for me, doing this challenge every day, and now I have some of my clients doing it who are still working out from home, they have support. I think it's really important that if you can get a buddy to do it with you.
Yep.
Like my brother and we text each other when we've completed it. We give the, you know, the stupid bicep sign on the text message. But it's the accountability.
Yes.
You know, so because it would be really easy some days to go, I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
But I know Andy's going to text me and go, I did mine.
I like it. Well, and I have no problem doing this. It's nice because it's five little different routines, mm-hmm. right? So it's not repetitive. You're not bored too much. But while my kids were here, I'd say, okay, who's going to do abs with me?
Right.
And, you know, we would get down on the floor and do them together. So you're right, especially if you've got a buddy you can work out. And doing Zumba with other women mm-hmm. has been, I think, a saving grace for a lot of us.
Yeah.
And yoga.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it could be other things too if you're worried about like a lot of people do the no alcohol for a month, you know, and I feel like that's great. I mean, totally healthy and positive, but sometimes it's just not like you're going to go meet friends and have a beer or whatever.
Right.
But how about you just adjust it? So your goal is to only have two drinks a week.
Yeah.
You know, not the cold, hard cut out, I think is really hard as far as setting some tasks or goals for the week.
And what we've been doing with alcohol is trying not to drink during the week
mm-hmm.
and maybe just having wine on the weekend.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think you're right.
Just
altering
make adjustments.
It. Yeah.
Right, exactly. I like to have a salad every day.
Yes.
So a shift for healthier eating. We were kind of getting into the comfort food too much. Way too much. We got a smoker. So now everything's, I mean, it's fun, but it's a bit much. So,
yes.
So I'm back on track with my, I would like to eat a salad every day for lunch.
Yes.
So healthy little adjustments like that can be done. You could also, another idea would be to make sure you get 10,000 steps a day.
Yeah.
And with these Apple phones and you can check in with, you can have a group doing it.
Yeah.
From all over the country or the world. So that's kind of a fun idea. And also, I like to, you know, or how about healthy drinking water every day?
Yes, more water. We need more water.
Yeah, so those are some ideas. I mean, I think be kind to yourself. Pick activities you enjoy and get outside as much as you can.
Yeah.
Leave the goals for
another year.
Yeah.
Better year. Well, and again, you know, one of the things we've done too is, like you, we were eating a lot of comfort food.
Mm-hmm.
And what I've tried to do with the new year is try some new recipes that maybe were lighter and healthier.
Yeah.
So we made a wonderful sea bass the other night with soy, ginger, and lime. Oh my gosh.
Nice.
So good. But, or a Moroccan shepherd's pie with sweet potato.
Yeah.
Trying to think about that was fun for me. And also it feels better when we're eating a little lighter.
Right. You know, and also it's never too late to think about getting a coach in your life. If
yes.
you are stuck, I mean, we're there to help you. That's what we do. We're accessible whether we're in the gym or online. So there's a way to keep moving, use your resources, give yourself at least commit to 10 minutes of your workout before you bail out of it.
Love it.
So there's lots of tips. Give me a call. We can help. And if you need help with your mental health, please give Jill a call. So here we go, Jill.
So do we have any time to talk about the vaccine?
Well, other than we have 10 seconds, 15 seconds, yes.
Well, I hope all of you can figure out a way to get a vaccine because it's not easy at the moment. And be careful too. The other thing I just would say is that getting a vaccine does not mean that you should stop using your mask or be careful about smaller groups.
Right, because it is a
It is too.
Process, right?
And even after that, I mean, we still have to have some mindfulness. We can't go back to just doing anything we want to. So we have to get herd immunity first.
Okay. Well, thanks, Jill.
Yeah.
I'll see you next month.
So good to see you.
I hope you get your vaccine.
Me too. All right.
This has been Functional Health Radio.
K246CU, 1450 KBFI, Bonners Ferry, 1400 KSPT Sandpoint.